I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What? Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is something I do not recommend. I understand you're pissed if people are taking packages from your porch and you finally catch the person, but probably not a good idea to do what this woman did. A Central Florida woman, tired of packages disappearing from the porch of her apartment in Kissimmee, Florida. Maggie Mercado said she had more than $200 worth of stuff stolen from her porch recently. The other day, as she was dropping off her kids from school, she saw packages at several front doors in her apartment complex. When she turned around to go back out, she saw those packages were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she noticed a man wearing a shirt that said lazy walking with them.
Yes.
She ran to confront him with her cell phone video recording. And this is how that happened.
Excuse me. Do you live here?
Yeah.
Because I got you on videotape stealing packages. So this is being recorded and the police are on their way because I've caught you.
Hi.
Let me see the packages.
Okay.
Put the packages. Put them down.
Okay, put it right there.
Put it right there?
Put them down right now. Go, because what you did is wrong.
Go.
Man, she shooed him away like a bear.
Go get his license plate.
Right? Do you live here?
Yeah.
Because I got you on video.
So it just repeats again there.
Did they get him?
There's a bulletin circulating.
They're gonna at least.
In an effort to find out his identity.
Jordan flip flops.
Jordan flip flops. What does the shirt say? It says, I'm not lazy. I just.
Really?
Something doing nothing.
Enjoy doing nothing.
I just really enjoy doing nothing.
Yeah, you can tell.
Nice novelty.
Look at his socks and sandals. Ensemble.
Yeah.
Was he got cut off sweatpants?
I think so. Yeah.
They are rolled up.
Yeah.
But he's not too lazy to steal packages.
No.
But he's really bad at it.
That's what he considers going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bulletin circulating around the complex in an effort to find this guy after the confrontation. This woman said she doesn't think he'll be back. Well, she's lucky he didn't have a gun.
Yeah, she's.
I guess she could tell. He didn't have a gun. I don't know. Because you could see everything.
You couldn't see it in his cut off sweatpants. Like, yeah. I'm good. He doesn't have a gun under that lazy shirt.
He doesn't seem dangerous.
He's so slow the way he walks.
Yeah. I just put him down.
He did. He put them down really slow.
Okay.
No, these packages.
Yeah, I want to hear what he says.
Stealing packages. So this is being recorded, and the police are on their way because I've caught you.
Put it right there. Geez.
Put it there, please.
Why'd you gotta be such a bitch about it?
He's like, stop taping.
Why did they block out his face?
I guess because he's
probably
not,
until he's not. Because
he hasn't been charged.
Okay.
They don't really know.
I put the packages there.
I don't know why.
Lisa, I'm just a gatherer of packages. I tried to make it better for people.
It wasn't for him. He's moving on to something else now. Exactly. No, I'm thinking he can't even do that right.
Yeah. Lisa, I'm trying to talk on the phone and also steal.
Because he was talking to someone on the phone.
I totally just stole it. Oh, hold on.
Oh, hold on a second. Some crazy lady is taking me. I got all these stolen packages.
Hey, what are you doing?
Lady, hey, settle down, eh?
Are they yours?
Listen, I got to put these packages down and probably I have to run. I'm not going to run.
What you doing? Just put them down, man.
Okay, I put them down.
Put him down.
I'm taping you.
I bet he stole all of what he's wearing. Like, all came from the porch.
He's like, ooh, this is a nice shirt.
Yeah, he's like, look at Jordan, a flip flops. I'll put those on right away. They're too small.
Black dress socks.
Okay.
You know?
Whatever that's like,
a pair of a little kid's jogging pants. I can probably cut the legs open. Make them into his shorts.
Black dress socks. Okay.
Yes.
Jeez.
I am looking good.
This poor Dwight.
Michael Jordan.
Look at these. I got one of those horse mace. And so wear that
pretty too. Sweet.
But he has shirts that are really small.
Yeah, exactly.
This one's too tight.
He's not stopping me.
I will wear it anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd love to see his porch wares.
His whole closet's just filled with right. porch stuff.
Well, when you think fashion. About when you think about stealing stuff off of a porch, what do you think it is? A 20% rate of something decent?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Half maybe the time. Less than that.
Yeah.
Especially from Amazon, you're just ordering.
Just never know.
A few emails here to get to. This guy said, I wanted to make sure you guys had heard about the Netflix documentary called Jailbirds. I haven't, actually. Mm. He said, what I found real interesting is the fact that inmates talk at length through the toilet. They remove the water from the bowl and literally talk in the toilet so they can talk to each other.
So it travels down the pipes.
I guess it's like their prison communication.
I think we had a caller that did some time tell us about that during a segment in the past.
Huh.
Like a little telephone toilet.
Hmm.
That's your jail toilet. Phone.
Your jail phone.
Jail phone. Yeah.
That's not the best phone.
No.
Just to be honest.
Because I'm sure they don't get cleaned very often.
No.
Right?
When it rings, it just flushes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jail phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Gotta go see what Bubba wants. Oh, shower time.
Okay.
I'll be right there. I'll bring the honey buns.
Yeah.
I think we could communicate with Dave in his office through our work.
Yeah, I think we can.
Toilet here.
We can.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it today.
Well, my work toilet's right against the wall.
Right, so it's pretty.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave. Dave.
You can hear the flush.
I hear everything. Well, I mean, I don't hear noises, thankfully.
It's funny to see Dave in there working and somebody will flush and you just hear it. It's like there's like a toilet right beside him.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So you probably
I don't know what's going on in there. It's like the toilet. Every once in a while, I'll get up, and then it flushes for like 20 minutes.
Oh yeah,
it's
like
it's doing that again.
Oh yeah, it's doing that again. Like I'm like, no, thank you, toilet. I like it.
After you go, when we programmed it to do
that, that's perfect.
Chuck mode. I love it.
Chuck mode.
It's perfect.
I'm like, don't stop yet. Keep going.
Initiate hazardous waste protocol.
I'm like washing my hands and still. I'm like, keep going. I love it, Kate. Don't you stop. And I'll spray. Keep going.
Lisa Mode gets like one little flush.
Yeah.
That's all needed. Conserving. Activate Lisa Mode.
Activate Chuck Mode.
Oh, Chuck Mode.
Fire all water jets. Code Chuck.
Yeah. All the water pressure in the city dips for
a
minute.
It's a lot. Chuck Mode.
Yeah, that like dim in here.
Yeah. Oh, man. The walls are shaking.
The toilet doesn't even involve electricity, but hold on. Hey, guys.
Oh, man, Chuck was deucing.
Chuck Mode.
Yeah.
Things are falling off shelves.
I love it. Everything's nailed down.
Birds are flying away.
They better.
The weather service warning starts going off, starts flashing.
Yes. Yeah, EAS.
Yeah, yeah. EAS. Code red. Dark cloud comes over the studio.
Chuck, your ass knocked us off the air.
Yeah, the tower.
The tower.
It affects the tower.
Yeah, the poor guy's up there in his basket. Like,
damn, Chuck Mode.
It's intense. Chuck Mode right now is intense in there.
I haven't had that happen to me. It doesn't continually.
Every once in a while it does it.
Yeah,
it has, but before, not lately.
It just did it to me, I think, a couple days ago. I was like, wow, that's intense.
I was peeing the other day, and it actually almost hit me.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch it. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we got to get off. We got to run.
Yeah. I pop off there.
Get off to the other side of the room.
Oh, you...
You do the jumping around after you drop
you
a toe.
You gotta pop and pull because your pants are down. But you know, I'm like, all right, here we go. And every once in a while, I'll get to like leaning or something, and if you lean too far, it'll activate, and then it's like, no!
Oh yeah. Like sitting on a water spout.
It really is.
You get mad at the toilet because it does it before you're ready to leave. But you're like mad at it because it's like, come on. Like, you're hurrying me. You're rushing me.
I'm trying to relax here.
I'll decide, toilet.
You know what's funny with my brain? So I've been on there and I've done, like, I've leaned forward and it's activated. I'm like, ah. But now all I can think is, well, great. Now Jason's going to think I had the biggest, grossest turd that I have to flush it like twice. Yeah. Which sometimes it happens.
The double flush?
Yeah. Mm. Not when it's on full.
When you hear it go off a lot in there, you know it's big trouble.
Bad. Yeah, big trouble. I've had to three flush it.
Oh, my God.
Well, just be safe. Yeah. I like to be safe.
Wow. So if your building shakes and you live near the radio station, you know, it's just Chuck
mode. It's just Chuck mode. It's on right now. So
Chuck mode.
Deer are running in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Things from the ground are coming up and fleeing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Why are people not happy with the new Batman? There have been rumors for a while about who could possibly be the next Batman now that Ben Affleck has said he won't play Batman again.
Yeah, I saw this. I just...
The name that has come out has not made people happy. Now, one report says he's just a front runner. Another report said the offer's on the table and he's accepted. The person we're talking about, who is now the front runner to be the next Batman, is Robert Pattinson,
the Twilight.
Best known from the Twilight movies.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I am Batman.
Yeah. I mean, what are they doing?
Well. Sorry,
Ben. So they wanted to go younger. They said that before because Ben Affleck was older than he should have been.
Yep.
Other contenders apparently have included Armie Hammer.
Okay, well, he's much better.
His name's Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt.
I don't know him.
I don't know some of these people.
No.
Don't make it be the Twilight Man.
Also, he's the...
Oh, that guy was in...
He's been in a bunch of stuff. You know his face to see him.
He was
Skins,
in...
Watership Down, Magic Granddad.
Wasn't he the cool, like, methed out dude in Mad Max? Is he in Mad Max?
Yep, Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome in Mad Max.
Jack the Giant Slayer. He's been in a ton of stuff. So he was the other name. And then Aaron Taylor Johnson. Whoever that is.
So they're going for the younger.
Obviously, yeah, audience. They want it.
He doesn't strike me as a cool Batman.
No.
He's from the Kick-Ass films.
Oh, is he the actual Kick-Ass
he's
guy?
He's Kick-Ass?
I think he wouldn't be that bad as Batman.
Oh, then he wouldn't. It's just weird. Like, his photo didn't...
Yeah.
I never would have struck me as
that. Quicksilver in the Avengers Age of Ultron.
He's growing up, man, with that beard.
Yeah.
You don't recognize him as Kick-Ass anymore. I think he'd be fine as Batman.
Yeah.
Those were the options. He would get my vote over Edward.
But the report out yesterday said that Robert Pattinson has an offer and is accepting.
Isn't Robert Pattinson like a frail?
Yeah, he's like
how old is he anyway?
Well, he's older than you think now,
that's what
right?
I thought.
He's probably 35.
I feel like it's going to be like Batman has gone gay and started doing heroin.
Yeah. Like, look at that. You can't.
So
Batman
he's been in the Harry Potter
hair.
Movies. He's an English actor, of course, but best known for Twilight. Honestly, I can't speak to the guy. I don't think I've ever seen a movie he's been in. I've never seen any of the Twilights.
I have not either.
So I don't know if he's an amazing actor and I'm just, you know, getting it wrong. He's 33, by the way.
Younger people who are into that, I don't know, they'll like him, right?
I guess if they're going for that younger crowd, that young crowd that liked Twilight. I mean, that was highly female, too. But this movie from
Twilight
Matt Reeves,
was so long ago.
I know it was. That doesn't make
like
sense.
Everyone who liked Twilight is old now.
Mm-hmm.
June 2021 is when The Batman apparently will be released from Matt Reeves. Pre-production expected to start this summer.
They're eventually just going to push out all the older audience.
Well, that's what they have. That's what they're doing in all the franchises. Yeah. They're like, all right, see you, old people. I don't know. You never know, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll all depend on the story.
And luckily, I really don't care about Batman.
I'll be totally honest. I remember when Heath Ledger was the Joker, and I thought that was going to be stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, I did too.
You know what I mean?
I just am not that tied to Batman. He's not that cool to me.
Yeah.
A lot of people love him.
I just certainly
like he's a rich man with gadgets.
I love it.
Someone said, once again, DC can't make a good movie, and Marvel will continue to be amazing. Robert Pattinson's going to be the gayest Batman in history.
Oh, that's true.
Someone said he'd make a better Robin.
Keanu Reeves for Batman.
Yes!
I'd be behind that more than I would.
Dude, honestly, I think he'd be good.
Whoa, I think he'd be good because Batman doesn't have to say a whole bunch.
He doesn't. And he's perfect. Brute, and he already fights. He can fight.
Unfortunately, he's also older.
He's older.
So, oh, Batman.
I like older Batman anyway.
Yeah, like the idea of like a...
Like young Batman? What's he?
Like teen Batman?
Oof.
This guy said he's actually a super talented actor and I'm a huge DC comic fan. I'm okay with it. I'm 22.
22. There you go.
You really say super talented?
Super talented.
He can play a vampire like nobody would believe.
He can play a shiny vampire.
The shiniest Batman in the history of Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He was in Harry
What's
Potter.
Crazy, but he wasn't the Harry Potter guy.
No, he was just one of the schoolmates.
Right.
He was
I'd rather the Harry Potter guy do it. That's out isn't of these like, two dudes?
Isn't he like 4'7" or something?
Probably.
Like mini Batman?
But at least he's like lost his mind a little bit and he went and did nude plays and stuff. Like at least he lost it.
He's lost it a little bit.
You know?
I don't trust anybody that hasn't lost it a little bit.
Yeah.
Rob's in New Hampshire. What do you think of the choices Robert Pattinson is the new Batman?
So I'm wondering if they're going to be doing like a Batman Beyond kind of like futuristic kind of feel to it where now Batman is too old to keep going, but then there's all this new technology and stuff. Because if you watch the cartoons, the Batman Beyond, the I guess quote unquote new Batman is much more like slender and acrobatic than a brawler. So kind of like more of like a Spider-Man build and uses more like of the technology and evades rather than like a straight brawler and like something like that.
Right, so like Ben cool Affleck just built a tank Batman suit and is like toe-to-toe with people. Even Christian Bale was like a right-in-your-face fighter.
Right.
This guy's going to be like, dude, Dan, look out, man. Shimmy.
Yeah, and if you watch him if you watch him in Harry Potter, he's actually really good, and he has much more depth than that droll, just like whatever. I think that really was just a crappy character for him, too, as far as Twilight's concerned.
Yeah, I'm making a million assumptions about this guy. I've never saw Twilight. I've never seen anything he's done.
That's what I said, so no. I can't judge him on acting. I just know his reputation from the Twilight movies, but...
I've also never heard anybody talk about the depth of a character inside a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one said, I'm a female comic book nerd. Batman has been and will always be my favorite. Having Sparkle Douche be Batman is a disgrace.
Oh.
And I'm also 30 and I've seen a lot of his work.
Sparkle Douche.
Sparkle Douche.
I would rather watch
a movie called Sparkle
movie
Douche.
Called Sparkle Douche than another Batman movie. I'm so Batmaned out.
A new superhero, Sparkle Douche.
I love it. Honestly, I love the
Sparkle
idea.
Sparkle Douche.
He's
Sparkle
like
douche.
A got
Quick, call Sparkle Douche.
He's got like a unicorn costume.
Yes.
It's not the worst.
Stop right there.
I'd rather someone make just something really off the wall like that, though. Like, we always got to see the same crap over and over.
What would Sparkle Douche's superpowers be?
Just being fun.
He shoots some sort of a fluid from his hands and cleanses the bad guys evil ways.
Yeah.
I am Sparkle Douche.
I don't think it comes out of his hand.
No, okay, you guys.
Oh, even better.
All right, okay. That's
right out the back door.
Mainstream.
Rainbow colored.
Sparkle Douche.
Sparkle Douche.
I don't know. If you're gonna make Sparkle Douche, go all the way.
Yeah.
Go all the way.
I don't know. Like I said, I have no idea about this guy.
Not a lot of people getting behind this. And that was the reaction on social media yesterday. Super shiny Batman. yeah, not okay with this.
But, like, think about it. They've had really big names be Batman, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Val Kilmer, I think. Val Kilmer back in the day, awesome. I loved Val Kilmer.
Him as Batman stuff.
But him as Batman was...
Well, they got it, he got it too late. He was already starting to chub up.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
So who was the best Batman, you guys?
Christian
think?
Bale.
Christian Bale, for sure.
Bale. Can we just have him be in every movie? Just every single movie.
It'd be great.
Just love him so much.
You finally watched Vice.
Michael Keaton's not bad. Wasn't bad either.
Dude, Michael Keaton was amazing.
Yeah. Michael Keaton wasn't bad either, but I mean, obviously.
He was real... He played Batman really uniquely.
Yep.
Like, he was still Michael Keaton.
And he was
Michael
also Keaton. Good in the latest Spider-Man movie. He played a villain.
Oh, yeah.
He did a really good job
the Vulture.
In that.
Well, because, Michael Keaton is just a good actor. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. So, that's... whether you like it or not, looks like that's going to be your next Batman. In other news this morning, in Celebrity Dirt, your grandma and your Uncle Patrick might love Elton John's music, but that doesn't necessarily mean you should take him to see this new movie, Rocket Man, when it comes out, okay?
Just I love it.
Just a warning.
Well, sit even. Down a
Rocket Man! Whoa! What the? Oh, my God in heaven! It's a red rocket! Jesus Christ!
Red Rocket Man!
I didn't know those were the rockets he was talking about.
Oh, my God!
Margaret, shield your eyes! There's a... Yep, more gay sex!
Whoa! Red Rocket Man.
Yeah, so the old folks in your life, although they may love Elton John music, they may not be prepared for this movie. The movie goes way deeper into Elton's sexuality than, say, Bohemian Rhapsody did with Freddie Mercury.
Right.
This film includes, quote, multiple scenes between Taron Egerton, who plays Elton, and Richard Madden, who portrayed his first gay lover. Multiple scenes including men kissing, oral sex, and a very raunchy bedroom scene with both of them nude. So we're just giving you the heads up because we don't want any gatherings with your older relatives to be any more awkward than they already are. So don't offer to take anyone to see the new Rocket Man movie.
I'm waiting for...
That's a weird weekend.
Yes. I'm just...
We're going to see the Elton John movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea.
We saw the Elton John movie.
Oh, my God, that's a bad idea.
See their faces when they come out.
Let me say this. The costumes were amazing. The music was spectacular. The man-on-man lovemaking was, well, graphic.
Yeah, she liked it a lot more than me, I tell you.
I felt something in his pants move. I've always thought something was up.
Hey, Grandma, what do you think so far?
Oh, wow. This is wild. Is that a hand job?
I bought popcorn for everybody.
I'll sit down.
What's
honey,
going on? What really... I miss? Oh, my God. What are they, 69?
You're fine. Relax. Whoa. It's a movie.
Oh, my. Relax. You want some Twizzlers?
Yeah. You're kind of getting me going.
Your old granddad's never seen anything like that.
Oh, my. What's he?
You know what he's doing.
Red Rocket, man.
Yeah.
Could be awkward.
Yeah.
Incredibly so.
Where it would be awkward to me is like someone decides to put this like on Netflix at like Easter or.
Right.
That's when it would get weird.
Oh, sure, the home view.
Without knowing it.
The Queen movie I watched, I don't even think. Unless I missed it, there wasn't, like, any graphic...
I don't think they really got into it, from what I hear.
I mean, there was...
No, but they wanted, like, a PG-13. They wanted a mass appeal movie.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good movie.
This is rated R.
I haven't seen it.
I guess that guy, Taron Egerton, who was the dude from the...
The Kingsman movies.
Kingsman movies, who was great in those.
Yeah.
I guess he has a good voice, too, because he sings a lot of songs himself.
Yeah, I think he used to do a lot of, like, show... whatever, like plays and musicals.
Yeah. Well, most of the actors, that's, you know, they're just the drama kids, you know?
And he did a duet with Elton John for the movie called I'm Gonna Love Me Again. And that apparently is going to be released as a single, too, when the movie comes out. But just a heads up in case you're planning to take old folks to see it.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Of course you do.
I want to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Did a parent trip a player during a kid's basketball game? Now, Chuck, you're immersed in the world of kids baseball.
Yes.
Thanks to your kids. Do you witness these crazy ass parents firsthand? I guess you got to be careful how you talk about it.
I would assume yes. I'm just going to assume yes.
Of course, yes. No, I've almost been in fights. It's wild out there. It's wild.
This is something, though, I can't imagine. Like, I'm so involved in my kids' sports.
Right.
That I, as a parent, take it out on the other team physically.
Oh, you see videos of this kind of stuff all the time.
The parents care more about it than the kids do.
I think yeah. so.
Generally, a lot of kids that are there don't even want to be there.
Right. There's like a whole South Park episode about like these dads fighting at their kids' baseball game.
Yeah.
I told you, even when at Zane's soccer game, not last summer, the summer before, there was that crazy ass, big ass bitch who was just screaming obscenities at her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to Amber, if I go to another game, I will hurt that woman.
Yeah.
Or at least scream at her. I'll make a scene.
Yeah.
Because she was nasty.
No, really? Some guy talked trash about my kid last night right in front of me. Didn't know it was my kid.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's making fun of him because he's a little guy.
Oh, man.
How do you know? How did you handle that?
I didn't kill him. I didn't tell
my son.
You've
had to hold the Brewster back a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah. But no, and then Rowan had a really good game, made a whole bunch of plays and, you know, got a hit, had two RBIs.
So an adult man said
yes, an adult man.
Wow.
And so, but then, so I came over after, and like when Rowan was kind of, you know, because we beat him like 15 to whatever it was too. And, you know, I had mentioned something to my head coach. He went over and said something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. At least it got taken care of.
But that's the
what
thing.
What a douche for making fun of kids, though.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I don't get it. And it's like, you know, it's just crazy. Because to me, it's just, I don't care if we win. I really don't. I only care that they play as good as they can, you know, and we're getting better every single day.
Yeah.
So this story
was a lesson
here,
I had to learn as a dad.
This is out of Rockland, California. A video captures the moment a parent sitting courtside at a youth basketball tournament trips a player from the competing team. Here's how it all played out from KFOR TV.
Oh my God, they got video.
Let's take a listen in.
Shocking video captures the moment. A parent sitting courtside at a youth basketball tournament in Rockland.
Is it this mom right here?
Stick out her leg to trip a player from the competing team. Players, coaches,
did she really, though?
Parents from the Cornerstone Basketball Academy based in Vallejo traveled miles away to take part in the Hardwood Palace tournament on Mother's Day weekend against the Folsom Elite Basketball Academy.
But this specific team is our 10-year-old and under team.
Eugene Solano is the director of the Vallejo team. He says he was first notified by his players during the game of unsportsmanlike conduct from a parent sitting on the bench.
Is that one of the kids one of the timeouts had said, "Hey, coach, there's a parent on the sideline. It's a woman. You know, I think she's wearing a pink hat. Pretty specific, and she's telling their kids to elbow us in the face."
Solano says coaches and parents often record video highlights to show back to their kids. He says the same footage also showed the woman in the pink hat appearing to stick out her foot while a 9-year-old Vallejo player dribbles the ball past her.
Is this a specific incident that occurred with this particular parent? And, you know, are there other parents who take child or youth athletics this seriously where you would actually attempt to harm a child.
Both directors from the Folsom Elite Basketball Academy issued a joint statement in response to the footage saying, "We have been made aware of the video and we have addressed the situation with the parent involved directly. It is our policy to manage all disciplinary matters in a way that is effective and productive so we can eliminate incidents in the future." The general manager of Hardwood Palace was also notified about the incident. He says they've asked that the woman not be allowed to return to a tournament. He went on to say both organizations are great teams that hold their members accountable.
You know, it's crazy. No one should be that close to the out-of-bounds line. No. She's legitimately really right there on the out-of-bounds line in a basketball game. You should be back. It's crazy. Like, on our team, the coach doesn't even want parents of our own players anywhere near. Like, get away.
And that's the way it should
be. Parents are always like, they want, "Do you have your sunflower seeds? Do you got your batting gloves? Is your bat fine? Is your bag clean? Do you have water? Do you need a bagel? Do you want a granola bar? How's your hair?" What? Like, it's crazy. They're just kids. Like, let them play.
So that's the mom.
No, like, just, well, no. It's it's the dads, too. Like, and they should. They should stay back. Like, stay back. They already have enough in their head.
Sure. Yeah.
They already have enough. And they know everything. Like, before, as a dad, like, you'd be like, "You got to keep your hands back, son." Like, they already know. Like, they already know what to do. They already know. Like, if they're not doing it, they're trying to get over it, you know?
So now, as you say, in that video, it could have been a mistake, but the fact that she was also telling the kids to elbow them in the face makes me believe that, yes, that was intentional.
I think what it looked like is that she was like, "I'm going to trip this kid," and then at the last second was like, "No." Like, she put her foot, she started the motion.
Hitting the kid.
Yeah, she started the motion to trip him, and then I think realized, no.
Yeah. That's kind of what I think, too.
But I mean, if you're saying elbow some, like, it's 10. People are 10.
10 and under.
Come on.
That was Zane's soccer team. He was the same age when that woman was going crazy on her kid who was 10 and under. People just need to get a grip. If you didn't do well in sports, you can't be that crazy. Right. I think that's where a lot of it comes from. You're trying to live through your kid.
Yeah.
Relax. Let them play a game.
Well, and it's just wild, too, because I've seen it so much where, like, a kid at 10 looks like he's amazing. And these parents get nuts. And then 2 years later, their kid is nothing. They're legitimately nothing. Because they just were that lucky kid who grew up faster than everyone else, and then everyone else catches them, and people with real talent eventually are better than the kids with size.
If you're
just big and but you can't really swing, when you connect with one, it goes a long way. But if you can't really play, you can't really play.
Someone said,
enjoy it while it lasts.
I'm a little league umpire. You wouldn't believe some of my stories.
I can't even imagine umpires. I was a little league umpire when I was young. They wanted us to us players that were playing in the older ages, probably 17, 16, 15, they were like, "Listen, we need you guys to go and umpire for these, like, T-ball games first pitching games, minor games." I was like, "Sure, I'll do it." Horrible. I had to throw a parent out. My first game, the guy was all over me so
little
bad.
Chuck,
little Chuck at 15 years old, like, "Get out of here!" Yeah, my first game, I threw a parent out, made him go sit in your car. Go sit and watch a game. Little Johnny is—he's next. Little Johnny's next. Go sit in your car.
You're out of here.
Get out of here. I threw a parent out. You want to talk about?
That's awesome.
When a child throws you out of a game, you're already insane. The guy was already insane. Yeah. He went ballistic. I was like, "I don't want to hear it, pal." I was like, "Manager! Manager! Get this psychopath into the parking lot! Get him in his car! Or you're going to forfeit this game." I mean, but if you played baseball, like, I played baseball my whole life, and then, like, so... You've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it all. And you got to remember, my dad is a psycho.
Did that guy get up in your face? Like, was
he was in my. That's why I had to toss him. Like, you swearing at me? I was like, Dad, you know what? You just said the magic word, didn't you?
Ego.
I think you were real epic about it too. Like, the umps throw the managers out in Major League Baseball.
Like, honestly, I wish I was. I was probably very upset. Like, as I read my memory is like almost crying.
Oh,
because
right.
This old man. Yeah, I'm like a 14, 15 year old kid trying to help out little kids that are like 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Learn the game of baseball. Call balls and strikes. Strike zone is gigantic, right? Because they've told us, they were just like, listen. If you don't just call a strike, even if it's like 3 inches off the plate, the game's going to last forever. So you just call a strike. So everything was like close, strike.
What? What? Little Johnny, why? No!
Like, sir, if you don't, please, can we just like relax and stuff? It's just, I'm just trying to do like what I was told. Get out of here.
So this video shows a parent apparently tripping a player during a youth basketball tournament in California. Someone said there was a mom during one of my soccer games that would constantly come over and make fun of my small feet. Then she'd bring her son over and point at my feet and laugh at a kid's soccer game. Look at his tiny little feet. That's messed.
That's so weird. The kid got into it too. Look at these little,
yeah, little tiny stupid feet. Got tiny stupid feet on you. Stupid.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know. It's so bizarre.
A grown woman just making fun of.
Have you ever seen the video of like there's a dad watching his son wrestle, and it's like. I don't know. They're young. So I don't know. You start wrestling when you're in probably middle school or something like that, probably sixth grade. And these two little guys are going at it. And one of the guys is awesome. And he like flips the guy and pins him. The dad runs out and like body slams that kid.
Oh, no.
The dad runs out and like decimates a child.
Jesus.
I'm like, horrible. If that's the way you're going to be, you can't have A, then you can't go. And B, don't have your kid wrestle.
No. Paul is in Tampa. He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. Penis. Hey, man. Great show. Just been listening to you for a few weeks, but I definitely had to call in. My daughter used to play ever since she was in sixth grade, and she just graduated from high school last year. Travel AAU basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now my son's playing it. And yeah, some of these tournaments are awesome.
We lost him. Did we lose him?
On the court. I'm sorry. Yeah, they let him get right on the court.
The parents?
You know, like lining the court, yeah. And there was a tournament that we were in with my daughter a few years ago, and one of the teams was cheating, and we turned him into the tournament officials, and the tournament officials then went to confront that coach and parents, and one of the moms, started swinging at us. Swinging at the officials and everything. I mean, they literally had to call the cops in there and pull her out.
That's insane.
Because it gets that serious. And it's like, you guys are right. It's youth basketball. What are you teaching the kids when you're cheating or doing stuff like this? And there's no way to make it to the pros. So good luck with that. But
yeah. I always say the same thing. Like, maybe, there'll be some like diamond in the rough kid that we're playing against that makes it somehow. But generally, the guys who make it, everyone in the state already knows their name.
Yeah.
Like Bryce Harper was 8 years old playing against 11-year-olds. Like there was no, like he was 8 years old and playing with 11-year-olds.
So it was known.
It was just known. They're like, well, that's Bryce Harper from the time he was eight. So
someone said, I've seen parents belittle their children and make them cry at T-ball.
T-ball. I get it. T-ball makes you crazy.
Someone else said, at my son's under 12 soccer game, there were parents yelling racial slurs at the 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
My God. Another one said,
welcome to America.
My dad was arrested at my soccer game because he assaulted my coach while hammered. I was 10.
I've got at least a couple videos of the place that we have our major tournaments at where the cops have had to be called. and like fights have broken out. Someone drop kicked someone there, I think, 2 years ago.
It should be like, I guess maybe we'll just have to make it like prison where they appear just via camera. Like right. We have all the parents in one room watching the game.
Skype in.
They can't be anywhere near.
The best thing you can do as parents, and this is like some good advice, just get your stuff, go down one of the lines, and be far away.
That's what my dad always did. Like when I was a kid and I played baseball, my dad always stood by himself on the other side of the fence.
You know why? Because then like you can say anything you want. And you can get as mad as you want.
Well, and he never wanted to talk to anybody. You just wanted to watch
the game.
Yeah. Like he'd always be just standing out there in the fence.
Yeah, that's
by himself.
That's my dad now. My dad and one of my good buddies, Hoppy, they'll go down and they'll watch the game from down far away. I wish you did that when I played. Well, he was like my coach. He was like, Jesus Christ, boy, you're terrible.
I wish I could have seen a little husky Chuck the Freak in his husky corduroys throwing a guy out of the game.
Yeah, it was a wild
night. It was a crazy thing, man, for a child to
throw. Well, and it was funny because then it ruined me. Like after that season, I was like, well, I'll never umpire again.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'll never ever do that again. Like going through that ruined it. And believe me, it's hard to find referees and umpires for any of the sports.
I imagine
that have stuck through it and are still there trying to help kids and make sure kids are having a good time. And they're human too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and some are awful.
Some are awful.
And some are awful.
And some are. This happened at my son's basketball game this year. There was a ref who knew everyone on the other team.
Oh, yeah, you see that a lot.
Friends with everyone, was high-fiving people and stuff during the game.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you see them.
Gee, that's how those calls
It's tough to get past that sometimes.
And one more call here before we move on. It's Mike. Mike, we're talking about kids involved or parents involved in kids' sports too much. What do you think?
Hey, guys, penis.
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 Yeah, so my cousin plays highly competitive hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to a couple of games and the parents get out of control. But the one that sticks out to me, they were playing a game out in Flint and the parents ended up getting in a complete fight, like a brawl. And they had to stop the game and the police came and kicked out all the parents and they had to finish the game with an empty stadium.
Oh, yeah.
It was a massive, massive brawl.
Oh, my
they kicked
God.
Everybody out. They had there's like five, six cops there. So it was crazy.
That must have happened when I played hockey probably six times.
They kicked everyone out?
Not kicked everyone out, but parents fighting. There was always like fights in the stands, you know.
Get it together.
A kid would do something like you'd hit someone and knock them out. And then the dad would be so mad that then they'd, you know, start talking crap.
I just think my dad stayed away from everybody because if they got in a fight with him, he'd put his thumb in their eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
And in a bloodbath.
Yeah. It was his own.
He knew.
He was smart.
He better stay away from these.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.